Hello everybody, it's Jeff here, and I'm going to give you another podcast as haven't done one for a little while. Some more ramblings. I'm in the van again and come out for a coffee. Very windy day today. I don't know if you can hear, might be able to hear some rumbling in the background. So yeah, I just, over the last few days, I've sort of been thinking of what can I put in my new podcast. It's something that, goes through my mind. And I guess a lot of people who listen to this podcast are already well versed in the, the philosophy of MGTOW. And so I don't want to, insult your intelligence. And some of these things I talk about might seem very basic. But nevertheless, I think it's still worth mentioning. And what I want to do is tell you a little bit about myself. Basically I'm now 57 and I live in the southeast of the UK. And I got married at a very young age, and I think it was about, well, I say it's young, and I think looking back, it is very young. I was 29, and my wife was 26 by the time we got married, and I think I can honestly say that I came from an extremely blue pill, background, like I think most guys do. Extremely blue pilled. My father was a very, very, the family life was quite difficult, actually. And so I didn't get a great start in life. And I think, this is probably quite common, because I think you're going to be coming possibly from a marriage, obviously, which could be indeed because of the MGTOW things we know, difficult. So upbringings I think often are difficult, and I think males have it quite tough because they, they're quite in that situation. When you're a little kiddie, you look to your mum for everything. Of course you do. And so automatically you're very sort of blue-pilled and, everything for the female. And nothing ever challenges that. I think that, at school, however, I think, it was quite interesting, if you see young children at school, they don't mix that well. The boys, they don't want to play with the girls, the sissy girls and all this, naturally I think boys, they just don't really like girls, and girls probably don't like boys. But as you go through life, you get so much conditioning going on, and and as girls develop, and the sexual attraction, you're sort of taught in every shape, way of, every single way that you must chase females, you must, have sex, and you must have a girlfriend. So, of course, for me, I grew up in that, obviously, everybody does. And I think, there is this high chance that you might be quite unhappy in the home. You might well be quite happy in the home as a young lad. Mum and dad are a nuisance or a pain, to be honest, aren't they? So you desperately want to get off on your own. You want to explore the world on your own. And I think the that sort of being in a hurry to leave the home could easily get you into a very difficult situation with a female. And I think probably that's what happened to me. I mean, the first, I didn't have many girlfriends, and I think most boys don't actually have many girlfriends. So you don't get much chance to experiment on different, of anything. And so I just basically settled. The first girl, she was, a hot mess, really. And she, cheated on me and, all this stuff. I got engaged to this female, and luckily, she cheated. I say luckily because she was a hot mess. And I got out of that. I went back to my parents, and luckily they had a spare room. So I was incredibly hurt by that. I never really easily recovered from that. And the only way I could recover was by getting another girlfriend. And it did really help me to recover from that. But again, because I was so weak and so blue-pilled, I settled again on this girl that, paid me some attention, and I was going very much into the disco era, and used to go to discos every Saturday, and I didn't really dance with the girls except, we'd have a slow dance, and most of the time it never materialized into anything, but the odd occasion, and on this occasion I met this girl, and of course I settled because I didn't know any more any different. I missed red flags because I didn't know anything about red flags. I didn't know anything about alpha male, beta male. I'd never heard of all these terms. I'd never heard of it was just not, it just wasn't possible to hear all these information. There was no internet, etc. So I really did enjoy those years of dancing at discos, without a girl, to be honest. And I could never really keep up with the black guys. I could never keep up with them. I tried, but I never could. And I came out of those discos completely soaked. With sweat, my shirt would be completely wet. And I'd go home, and I was happy in those days. In looking back, those days were happy days. But even then, I was sort of pining for a girl, Anyway, cut a long story short. I mean, this girl I met, I got engaged, I got married, and I think I was actually looking back, I think I was sort of looking at other people who'd got married, and I felt, oh, I should get married because other people were getting married at that time. And I think that's an issue that, if ever other all your friends are getting married and you feel the pressure to get married, they seem very, very happy, they're having lots of sex, and then they might a baby might appear in one of your groups, so then that you feel, oh, they've got a happy family there, oh, that looks lovely, I'd love to be in a happy family. And so you see these people, in this sort of what you imagine is happy environment, and it is happy. Those first, the first while and the first little toddler stages, I think, are happy. But I think, for me, quite quickly, I think the rot set in, and that the bait and switch, which is what's talked about by the great coach Greg Adams. If you can follow him on YouTube, I think he really is one of the best. And I'm going to do a blog about the people that I've followed on YouTube to find out all this information at a later point. And so yeah, in married life, you think, oh, I'm going to have the sex, it's all going to be wonderful. I think the first few years, you know, they're pretty, you, if you've got no idea of an alternative, yeah, they are. And the toddler stage and all this sort of thing. But that sort of, that cannot go on, really, if you think about it, because of all the stress and strain of children. You know, for the girl as well, I think it can be an incredible strain, and a lot of relationships fall to then that they sort of fall to in a heap at that point. Now, I have to say, I am still married, and I've been married now, coming up for today is my anniversary with my wife for 28 years of being married. And what I'm intent on doing is doing these blogs for younger guys to warn and, you know, hold up the flag and say, these are the things that could happen to you. Now, the bait and switch, I think, you know, I think once you're married, I think the woman will sort of kick back and say, I don't have to give him sex very much. I've got him trapped now. And that's called the bait and one aspect of the bait and switch. There are other types of bait and switch, of course, of where she decides she doesn't want to stay with this man anymore, and she gets fed up with him and you know, ends it. So I think going forward from that, I quickly realised, I think, but I didn't really know what was going on, but I realised that the sex wasn't really there. And, you know, so that's the first thing, I think. I think, you know, my wife, she's a pretty incredible woman, actually, because she, nothing fazes her. She's very strong-willed indeed, and she's very in her masculine, and these are the sort of red flags I missed because I didn't know any better. Things that I've talked about in my previous blogs, like short hair, like, you know, any act of physical aggression, I think, at all, is a massive red flag. But, you know, in modern standards, she's turned out to be quite a good woman, and she has stuck by me. And I've had a lot of health problems. I've had to retire early, and so very, very tight for money. Hopefully all these little nuggets of information might help somebody who's listening to this. I mean, you've got to laugh about it because it, you know, it is quite sad, really. And I did see something on YouTube by a psychology blogger, and it says, why you will marry the wrong person. And I think that's true, really. Because you're always going to find flaws with this person, you know, and some of them are quite major. So for example, my wife, she had the short hair and everything, so she was in, I didn't know, but she was of course in her masculine, and she still is. But here's the rub. I think if you get with a masculine type girl, you'll find that she has masculine traits, and those traits are, you know, reliability, honour, truth, and things like this. And she's very principled, this woman. And so I've benefited from that, although I would still say, you know, on the whole, it's been a bad thing for me. And I think the more feminine person you find, the more she can't take responsibility, etc., accountability. And so I think the more feminine she is, the more likely I think she is to cheat. But I'm not saying you should get it with, I'm not saying anything to say that you should get with a masculine girl. You shouldn't. But what I'm saying is there isn't really any reason to be with a girl, because you'll either have a masculine girl or a feminine girl who is going to be, at the end of the day, wanting babies. And I think that's the only real thing that drives a lot of women, is babies and children and marriage and, you know, children's parties and, you know, children's birthday parties, family gatherings, things like this. And so if you should be so inclined to get married, your life will be completely controlled by this female. It's what she wants. You know, the solecism is incredible. She does, you know, she's arranging things, and, you know, you'll be going to her family gatherings and things like this. And so, you know, the companionship is one thing. I can honestly say there is a level of companionship. But I think if you don't, if you're all single and you don't know any different, I just don't think it's worth taking the risk at all. It's just not worth taking the risk of having, being involved with a girl, because I think 90% of guys listening to this are going to be emotional, and they're going to be hurt by, you know, if it ends. And so at some point it's going to end, and at some point you might get hurt, emotionally damaged or in some way. And so, you know, it'd be better really if you can stay single and enjoy small, simple things, and enjoy whatever it is that you enjoy. It might be a simple thing. It doesn't matter. But enjoying some peaceful time and your hobbies, and, you know, not being married, you won't therefore be you're forced to earn such an amount of money. You won't be forced to pay for all of the things for the kids. And, you know, now, with the money being very tight, especially, that is going to have a terrible effect on you. You'll be in a terrible situation in employment, being forced by your employer to do certain things because you have to. Because you have to keep, you know, the family home going. And so, you know, that if you can get to a situation where you can cut down your outgoings as a single man, you can live extremely cheaply. I really mean that. I think, you know, a lot of the fripperies of life are completely unnecessary. And a lot of it is driven by the ego. You know, you can get away with just not any vehicle, or just getting a bus and doing some simple things, or going walking or camping, which is what I started doing when I was married. I started going off on my own camping, and I would recommend that as a way of getting away from everything for a bit. walking and trying to enjoy the countryside, the outside, traveling. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be a fairly simple existence, I think. And I can honestly say that after all these years of being married, I can honestly say that the advantages, which there are, I'm not going to deny, there are advantages, but the disadvantages outweigh the advantages. And that's the thing I want to get across here. The disadvantages outweigh the advantages. Even if you have regular good sex, etc., that's going to be sort of 5, 15 minutes of enjoyment, or and you know, 23 hours and 45 minutes of absolute, difficulty. At the minimum, it will be difficulty, and at the worst, it will be misery. It's just the way it is. I wish I could wave a magic wand and say, marriage was a wonderful thing. I think instead of that, I think if I could turn the clock back, I would have not done what I'd done. I would have had a simpler life, and with the need to earn lesser money. And I would have just concentrated on enjoying myself, and maybe gone on into some sort of music type thing. I might have been a DJ or something. I would have loved to be a DJ. But of course, once you have kids, it's just the pits, really, because your life completely at that point is completely controlled by the kids, by the female. And the females now, well, what I gather by reading, I've listened to hundreds of hours now of MGTOW content, and the females now really are very feminized, and really there is very little in it at all. And I would recommend buying one of these sex dolls that are out now. They're really getting very realistic indeed. So that would be an option, definitely. So basically, what else? I think that's basically my story in a nutshell. I was I'm now disabled, really. I got very bad deafness, which meant that I left my job early. And looking back, that was a blessing to leave my job early. I found it very difficult to actually, I felt it terrible guilt, a terrible, terrible guilt that I wasn't earning money, and that, I was sort of, and even now, I think people still judge me as, as being lazy and everything. And I've also developed MS as well, so I don't feel guilty. I mean, why should I feel guilty about not working? You know what I mean? I've worked so many years, and I've struggled and been very, very stressful in my job, which was a computer engineer, and I had to get into sort of what I felt was very stressful situations in that job. Other people might disagree. It wasn't that stressful, but for me, it was horrendously stressful for me, and so I'm glad to be out of that. I think that that this unfortunate thing that happens if you get married is that you'll be looked upon to provide, and I just think these days it's just too tough to actually do it, even if the female was very, very submissive, which they aren't at all, and in any shape or form. Even if they were, I still think that earning money now is so stressful. It's the most awful thing. But luckily, I managed to spend all my money on a van, and I managed to convert it into sort of a day van, which is where I'm speaking from now. So I get a bit of time on my own and be able to talk. And put my thoughts together, and I really recommend if you are married and if you are stuck in a way like me, I think just to the two things I've done is recommending doing is camping and some form of your own little space, and it can be a tent. It can be this van, which is just an ordinary small van, and you could just buy a van and you could literally put a seat in it and a stove, and you could literally just boil up a kettle and make tea and have some space. And I think that's crucial for me. That's crucial. So yeah, I think perhaps I'm rambling a bit now. So I'm going to sign off now and listen back to see if it's worth posting this blog. And I wish you all the best, and I wish you all the best on your journey. And I think, the terrible irony of life is that if you have a tough journey, it makes you stronger. And I think that the great thing about MGTOW is that people who come to the MGTOW have a difficult awakening, and I think actually MGTOW is very difficult to. The red pill is very, very hard, and it is incredibly depressing at times. But at some, if you can pull out of that, sometimes I feel very, very depressed about what I know about women. But if you can pull out of that, you do feel like you have something over other men that don't know the red pill, and you feel a bit in, you feel, well, I don't need that anymore, I'm strong enough. And I think this difficulty, which it is, actually in a funny way makes you stronger as well. So that's something to think about, and I'll in my next blog, I think I'm probably going to start reading that book that I think is quite incredible, and I'm going to start reading that one. And that's The Manipulated Man by Esther Vilar. Once I'd read that, everything changed, and that is a real life-changing book. And the thought that it came out in 1971, when I was about nine, beggars belief, that I could I saved myself a whole lot of trouble, a whole lot of grief. But obviously, I couldn't have read it at that age. I wouldn't have understood what the hell it was about. But, at least if I could have read it before I was married, that would have saved me a whole lot of grief. So I'll sign off now and I'll speak to you again in the next vlog. Bye for now.